Hello, this is Lisa Black with Shakti Vinyasa Yoga. And today's meditation is about being a yes and creating positive action. Please begin by finding a comfortable seat. Make sure there are no distractions so you can fully focus on this meditation. Begin by letting your sit bones be higher than your knees, either if you're sitting kneeling in Virasana, with a block or a bolster under your sit bones, or you can choose sitting in Sukhasana, easy cross-legged seat, with a bolster or block under your sit bones. The idea here is to allow your hips to be a little bit higher than your knees so that you can be comfortable throughout the meditation. Once you've gotten all the movement out and all the adjustments out, begin by coming into stillness. And bring your hands either facing down on your thighs or facing up. Down can be grounding and hands facing up can be open and receptive. You can choose either one, whatever feels right to you in this moment. Then begin by bringing your awareness to your body in this space. Bring your full awareness to your body sitting right here and invite the stillness. Do your best to stay as still as you can, not in a rigid way, but in a relaxed way throughout the whole meditation. If you need to adjust, if there's some physical pain, to make sure that you can do that simply and adjust and then come back into the stillness again. Now, bring your spine up. Bring your spine up and into your body. Feel as you lift your spine up and into your body how that helps you feel a little bit more alive and awake. So energy is flowing up and down your spine. Feel your foundation. Your foundation is whatever's touching the ground, the block, the bolster, or whatever you're sitting on. Bring your awareness to your foundation and just focus there. Notice how when we focus on our foundation, it really helps us be present to this moment and present on this earth, that the earth is rebounding and holding us up. Now, begin to walk your awareness back up to your spine. I want to do a little exercise here as we're sitting with our eyes closed. I want you to feel the difference in your body of these two different words, being a no or being a yes. So just try this with me. As you're sitting, take a moment to begin to actually slouch. Kind of do the opposite of sitting up tall. Allow your body to slouch. Allow your spine to round. Even to let your chin drop down towards your chest and to allow your whole spine to round and your head drops. Want you to feel the energy of this pose. Feel the energy of when your head collapses forwards towards your chest, your head drops, your spine rounds, even your shoulders curl and round forwards. Feel the energy. I noticed even as I was speaking and doing this with you that my voice even dropped lower and down. Really sit in this for a moment. Feel what happens physically in your body when we drop our head, when we slouch, when we let our shoulders kind of fall forwards, when we let our spine round and everything sort of collapses. Notice the physical sensations. Notice the impact physically on your mind. Maybe even notice the thoughts of how this feels. Maybe how much longer do I need to sit this way? Or this isn't very comfortable. Or wow, notice how your energy is shifting down. Maybe also notice emotions or feelings. I find the sense of even sadness comes in, or even grief. Or just low energy, even a sense of being depressed when we're hanging our head down. feel and notice the sense of being closed. This is what we call the no body, the body that represents the energy of no. So this represents resistance. This represents closing off. This represents just kind of saying no to the world. And it also represents kind of cocooning in, protection, kind of blocking out. I'm noticing as I'm speaking that it's almost like I don't want to stay here too long because this is not where we want to stay. And being in the no body is that we don't want to actually live here. Okay, so let's do the opposite now. Now pull your spine up and into your body. Oh, that feels better. As you pull your spine up and into your body, let your shoulders fall back and even your shoulders fall back and down. Notice how my voice has even gotten a little bit brighter and maybe more audible. Lift the crown of your head up to the sky. Let the crown of your head press up to the sky like this brilliant skylight letting light in. Notice the shift in your physical body when we pull our spine into our body. We bring our shoulders back and we uplift our spine. We create the possibility of really energy to flow up and down our spines. We not only create a physical shift in our bodies, positioning our physical body in a way that brings in more oxygen, allows our body to breathe more. But it also creates a complete shift in our mind and our heart. Notice that this is actually what we call the yes body. The yes body, the physical body that creates the energy of yes. This is the place of possibility. To live into being a yes is to start with the physical possibility, opening our bodies physically first, then noticing our minds, where we can open our minds towards acceptance, towards vibrancy, towards letting in. Notice how the feeling of yes in our body also opens the energy all across our heart physically. It opens the space around our heart center, but also allows feelings of brightness and possibility, even love and joy are possible here in being a yes. As we sit in this meditation, do your best to stay in this yes body, the physicality of yes, so that the physicality of yes is actually allowing new growth and new learning to come in. Sitting here in meditation with our eyes softly closed and our spine pulled up and in and our body in a relaxed stillness, we are staying positive. We are staying open in possibilities as opposed to the no body where we closed off possibilities, we closed the door. Feel right now that being a yes is an attitude of curiosity, learning, and growth. Being a yes is a positive lens through which we see the world. Yes creates a positive flow of energy throughout our whole physical body, but also through our minds and through our hearts. It's like a positive river flows through us. Yes allows for a timelessness, as if we're sitting here, There's no concern about time. If I were coming from a no, I'd be constantly checking the time, constantly, you know, wishing for the meditation to be over, constantly wanting to move, wanting to get out, wanting to be distracted. But allowing yourself to be a yes for this meditation right now, relaxing into this moment, accepting this moment as precious, that all there is to learn is right here. This allows for an amazing, spacious timelessness where we actually can allow in joy. Invite in the feeling of yes is a positive vibration. Living and being a yes, coming from being a yes, is a positive energy that creates a vibration that's magnetic. It's like being around someone who's really happy and positive. It's like, oh, you're attracted to that. As opposed to being around someone who might be angry or full of rage or resistant. You want to avoid and move away from that. Like attracts like. So if we want to bring about positive change or positive thoughts, we want to be creating that. We create it. We create it from pure intentional energy, right? Here. Be what you want to attract. If you want more positivity right now in your life, create it right now. Create it in your body. Maybe in your body right now, you feel a no wanting to take over. A no is something that blocks our path, and it may come up from time to time. No is a negative vibration that holds us back, and it blocks positivity. When a no comes up for you in your body, or a no in your mind or heart, you might feel a feeling of being stuck, restrained, or stagnant. As opposed to when you can invite in the feeling of being a yes, creates openness, acceptance, curiosity, enthusiasm, learning, and growth. If we want to learn something new, to grow, to expand, and to really transform ourselves and our lives, we need to come from the energy and the vibration of being yes. Feel in your body if there's any areas of tightness that you can breathe through them. If there's any areas of discomfort, can you breathe through them? See if you can lift your spine up and in more so you can feel just the possibility of brightness. Maybe let your shoulders drop back as your heart expands open to just invite in the physical vibration of yes. Breathe now. Breathe that you are a yes for this brightness and this energy that you'd like to bring in. When we don't breathe deeply, we cut off really our positivity. When we hold our breath or don't take deep breaths, we take shallow, short breaths, it's like we're cutting off our life force. We're cutting off that prana, that naturalness that wants to flow within us. So take ujjayi breaths here, deep and full, so your lungs expand out to the sides. And as you're breathing in deeply, maybe 3, 4, 5 counts, you're also equally breathing out 3, 4, or 5 counts. You're matching your in-breath. You're matching your out-breath. And you're using your breath as a way to wash energy and positivity through every cell. In our yoga practice, on our mat, in our asana practice, and also in meditation, we are a yes for what's possible. And maybe we haven't yet learned to do a wheel or a crow or to stand on our hands in handstand. But if we're a yes, we're doing what it takes to create new possibilities. And from being a yes to showing up again and again on our mats, with the attitude and the vibration of yes, we will create new pathways. We'll create new pathways that will actually create new action. Maybe it's the same thing here as you showing up right now to practice meditation. Maybe sometimes you feel like being a no. You don't want to meditate. You don't want to sit and be with yourself in stillness. The no is creating what? Stuckness? The no is causing us not to do something. It's holding us in a place of resistance. But simply being a yes, saying, okay, I'm simply going to do meditation every day. I'm just going to commit to doing it. I know that through my commitment to showing up again and again and again, I'm creating a new commitment to myself, a commitment to my calm, a commitment to my peace of mind, and a commitment to creating something positive in my life. Feel how right now in this moment you are being a yes by being an active participant. You right now, by sitting in meditation and being a yes, you are an active participant in creating what you want in your life, as opposed to just being a spectator. Just being a spectator and watching your life happen to you is, in a sense, coming from a no. You being here right now, actively being in the creative flow, in the creative energy of yes, is what will propel you forwards in your life. Feel how yes in your body right now, yes in your mind and in your heart, inspires action. And I don't mean movement action in the body right now, but I mean action to move and to act in your life to propel yourself forwards and where you want to go. Yes gives you clear aim and focus. Notice right now that your eyes are still relaxed and closed, but you're looking and staring at the inner wall of your forehead. We call our third eye center. When we have a clear drishti, a drishti is a gazing point in our asana practice. Like in downward dog, it's back between our feet at one spot on the mat. Or in warrior two, it might be at our middle finger, at our fingernail, or maybe in triangle, it might be looking up to our upper thumb. But when we look at one spot, we bring focus, is what called drishti. When we bring our focus on something, it brings more energy there. And then by bringing more energy to that one spot, it helps to light you up. So having a drishti in your life, you can start by practicing a drishti on your mat in every single pose. In meditation, the drishti is closed, looking at your third eye center. And from this place, you might even start to see thoughts go across like a movie screen, or images, colors, maybe even whole storylines will go and flash in front of your eyes on the temple of your third eye, or the wall of your forehead, the third eye, between the brow. You're doing all of this with your eyes closed, and it's simply noticing your thoughts kind of flash before you. But instead of getting consumed by them, you're simply noticing them go by. And then let them go. Instead of being attached to them, let them go. Come back to this beautiful present moment. And here we find acceptance. We invite in being the energetic vibration of yes as a feeling of accepting our bodies right where we are in this moment, not needing to change anything but to be here right now. By being a yes and embracing this moment and accepting who we are and where we are right now, we let go of strain or struggle. We let go of tension, we let go of resistance. And by accepting where we are right now, this creates the possibility for deep relaxation and peace. Let any hardness of heart soften and melt away. Invite in a heart, a mind, a body that is soft, flexible, valuable, and able to adapt to whatever comes our way. May we now close our meditation as we bring our hands to our heart center in prayer. And even touching our hands together in prayer is the act of being a yes to invite in. Anjali Mudra with our hands in prayer is a mudra, a hand position of offering. Offering up what you want and desire. Offering up guidance, asking for guidance, letting it in. From here, in full acceptance and brightness of where you are, let's close our practice by bringing our thumbs to our third eye center. May our eye of awareness, our intuition, open here. And may we be bright and live and practice living into the quality and vibration of positivity of being a yes. The light within me greets and acknowledges the light within you. Let's take a deep breath in and we say, Namaste. Let's relax our hands back down. We can open our eyes. And if you have a journal and pen or a piece of paper and pencil, take some time to journal for 5, 10, 15 minutes if you like, and journal about where in your life are you showing up as a no and where in your life is you're showing up as a yes. And notice the difference. I hope this has been helpful for you. Namaste.